The California State Senate responded differently in recent weeks to sexual harassment allegations against two of its lawmakers, Tony Mendoza and Bob Hertzberg. A leading California human resources expert says the investigative findings justified the disparate treatments, but in both cases finds fault with Senate leadership. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
An investigation found Mendoza's behavior toward six women over a 10-year period was likely unwanted, flirtatious, or sexually suggestive. He resigned last month, facing a suspension or expulsion vote. A second investigation found Hertzberg's unwanted hugs over a 7-year period made several lawmakers and staff feel uncomfortable. He received a letter of admonishment last week.
It does, in fact, seem reasonable that those conclusions were drawn.
But, says Stockton-based HR trainer Mike Letizia,
behaviors could have continued that may well have been mitigated and stopped had HR stepped in when they were supposed to and actually done their due diligence according to the labor code that we all follow every single day.
Capital Public Radio reported in January that Senate HR left a female student fellow in Mendoza's office for 6 weeks after it first learned of his alleged inappropriate behavior toward her. And the Hertzberg investigation by an outside law firm concluded that the senator was not provided sufficient details about two previous complaints in 2015, which could have led to him correcting his conduct earlier. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.